One is on the environment, and then the second one is on education. In relation to the environment, there are a number of things that you can be congratulated for. I single out the National Strategy on Climate Change 2019, and there are a few others. I just want to raise a few points here. One is, what is the extent, in your report you give, there is an indication that, you know, the school curriculum system will be, or is being used to capacitate children and so forth, which are very positive moves. What is the extent to which children's participation is envisaged in some of your climate change related policies, for instance, the National Adaptation Plan? It would be much appreciated. To what extent is disaggregated data, which is a point that I had raised earlier, being collected, for instance, on children that are at risk of being exposed to disasters, and, for instance, the causes disaggregated on the base of region and so forth? Of course, water stress levels are actually a significant, obvious challenge in the state party, which you are making progress to address. I want to zoom in on water pollution. For example, there have been mentions about agricultural activities that actually leak chemicals and contribute to water pollutions, which of course would have effect on children's health and so forth. So to what extent are legislative, administrative measures being taken to prevent in the first place? But if prevention has not succeeded, to hold those responsible accountable in this regard, but also to prepare children for these eventualities. You would know that from 2 years ago, the international community is working towards early warning systems for all throughout the world. So are there policies, plans for early warning systems? And if so, to what extent do they pay attention to children's rights, children's needs, for example, in the context of floodings? Let me move to the issue on education. Again, there are a number of positives here too. I can mention the compulsory education for 12 years, or no illiteracy in the country, the inclusion in the right to education, domestic law. These are very positive ones. Having had the chance to go through some of the elements of the National Action Plan 2023-2028, it actually gives us a sense that you already know quite a lot of the challenge and some of the plans that actually need to be put in place. So I raise the questions that I'm posing now, keeping that in mind. The first one, again, in relation to data, there is almost no disaggregated data on the performance of children in specialized educational enrollments, such as boarding schools. It is something that you're working on. What can we expect? There is no reporting on dropout rates. If that is true, why isn't there data on dropout rates? Maybe it's because the numbers are less, but if you have, even if it is less, if you have the data, the reasons why children drop out, then it will help you to plan for the interventions so that they don't drop out. If you can elaborate on that and draw our attention, that would be appreciated. One of the shortcomings, which in any case you highlight paragraphs 115, 116 in your response to the list of issues, you highlight about early childhood education. So the strategy that you have in place, 2020 to 2025, is commendable. But we want to hear from you, because now it's 2024, so it's not premature to get a sense what is it that you're making progress on in implementing the strategy, and what are some of the challenges, but also equally importantly, what can we expect in moving forward to improve the situation for children in early childhood stages. A final point. The impact of COVID, you're one of the very few countries in the world that actually did well so as not to discontinue education. But still, there are some instances where COVID has impacted learning outcomes. Number of hours were reduced. Access to the internet and computer was one of the issues that also came up, particularly in rural areas. So if you can give us some indication about the efforts that you're taking to address some of these challenges that you faced because of COVID, we would be grateful. Thank you, Chair.
Mary Beloff.
Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves somewhat regarding stateless children. But with regard to migrants,